بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. We are still in this last chapter in which various miscellaneous ahadith on various subjects are discussed. Not of hadith on one particular subject, but on various subjects. In this hadith, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Sayhan wa Jayhan wal Furat wal Neer. These four rivers, the one is Sayhan and Jayhan, the Oxus and Jakartas. These are rivers that are flowing in Central Asia. Furat is Euphrates, is a river that flows through Iraq, and Nil is the river Nile that flows through Egypt. All these four rivers, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Kullu min anharil Jannah. They are the rivers of Jannah. Ulama have given different explanations to that, and the most preferred view is that the ulama have stated that the sources of these rivers are actually from Jannah, the barakat of Jannah, and the connection, we cannot see how it is, where Jannah is, where this world is, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in His Qudrat, there is absolutely nothing difficult, and for us to understand it today also is nothing difficult. We press a button and we see a gate open. We don't see any connection between the two. Just like that, Allah Ta'ala has said, وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوْعَدُونَ. Your rosy is in the heavens, and all that you have been promised is in the heavens, is by Allah Ta'ala. But we see it coming out from the ground, all this. And this is all the system of Allah Ta'ala, how Allah Ta'ala's system works. Also, to understand this is not difficult, that certain countries like Mozambique, for example, was known to be one of the poorest countries in the world. There were no diamonds that were found there, that were found in Zimbabwe. But with the aeroplanes, and they fly over and they scan the earth and they can make out. But now they find that there are diamonds there also. So it is Allah who places it, that comes there, that Allah puts it. But we don't see it coming down. At this very moment, Allah's whole unseen system is working on every individual of us, and is working on us. One is our own system, and one is the system of Allah Ta'ala, which is above and superior than our system. Other ulama state that the waters are sweeter than that of other waters. Therefore, they have been referred to as the rivers of Jannah. Some other scholars or ulama also state that that these cities where these rivers flow through are blessed with iman. And we find that these places, the people are blessed with genuine iman from the bottoms of their heart. Therefore, they have been referred to as the rivers of Jannah. وعنه رضي الله تعالى عنه قال أخذ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بيدي فقال. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that on one occasion Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took hold of my hand, held my hand, and then he told me. From here there is a great volume of knowledge that has been opened also, that in order to teach deen, teach it with love and kindness. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam held the hand of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu and taught him this. It was not taught as we unfortunately, or as a necessity today, how we have to teach deen. That the ustad sits one place, the students sit in front of him and they teach. But there was a very personal and close relationship with the student. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in that love for his students, he taught them deen like that. This hadith teaches us that how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created all His creation. And as we read here, that Allah ta'ala created it over a period of 7 days. Allah was not in need of that at all. Allah could give one command and everything could have come in existence. But Allah ta'ala is teaching us that we should also have system and order. We should not be haphazard, set out our things, work out any work that is well planned, is half done already. Also it teaches another very great thing, that the theory of the Big Bang, that there was one Big Bang and everything just came into existence at one time, that is not the case at all. Unfortunately, our little children are being taught these at schools today, and we know as parents, we don't know what they are being taught. Darwin's theory of evolution, that man was born from a monkey, these are also being taught in our schools. And our children now at a very young age, in fact in preschool, these things are already being taught to them and they accept it as gospel truth. And this is very, very, very dangerous for their iman, and we are just oblivious, we don't know what is happening. Anyway, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then told Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, خَلَقَ اللَّهُ التُّرْبَةَ يَوْمَ السَّبْتِ. Allah created the earth on Saturday. وَخَلَقَ فِيهَا الْجِبَالِ يَوْمَ الْأَحَدِ. And then Allah Ta'ala created the mountains on the earth on Sunday, the next day. وَخَلَقَ الشَّجَرِ يَوْمَ الْإِثْنَيْنِ. And then Allah Ta'ala created the trees on Monday. وَخَلَقَ الْمَكْرُوحِ يَوْمَ الثُّلَثَاءِ. And then Allah Ta'ala created all the detestable, undesirable things on a Tuesday. وَخَلَقَ النُّورِ يَوْمَ الْأَرْبِعَاءِ. And then Allah Ta'ala created Noor on Wednesday. And consequently we find till today the practice of our Akabir and elders that they will start teaching normally a Kitab on Wednesday, because Ilm is Noor also. For the barakat of that, they would teach on a Wednesday that Allah Ta'ala had created light and Noor on Wednesday. وَبَثَّ فِيهَا الدَّوَابَ يَوْمَ الْخَمِيسِ. And that Allah Ta'ala spread out all the animals on Thursday. The animals that we have on this earth are not just that they came of their own or anything. Allah created them and spread them out on the earth on a Thursday. وَخَلَقَ آدَمْ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ بَعْدَ الْأَصْرِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ فِي آخِرِ الْخَلْقِ. And then Allah Ta'ala created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam after everything was ready. Then Allah Ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam on the day of Jumu'ah. So this is also one aspect of the great virtues of the day of Jumu'ah. And there are many other great, great aspects of the greatness of the day of Jumu'ah. And we should also appreciate and accord to the day of Jumu'ah the virtues that the day of Jumu'ah has. Allah Ta'ala created him on Jum'ah fi akhir al-khalq, and as the last of Allah's creation. In other words, just like we prepare everything when a guest is going to come, then right at the end the guest comes and he has everything which is ready, which is prepared for him. So the great Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and his progeny, ashraful makhluqat, the best of Allah's creation. So Allah prepared everything for them, and then Allah Ta'ala created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam fi akhiri sa'ati min an-nahar, in the last moments, in the last hour of the day, fima bayna al-asri ila al-layl, between the time of asr and the night, and the night starts from maghrib time. So in that last portion of the night, of the day, Allah Ta'ala created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and in this way Allah completed the creation, his creation. The hadith informs us that Allah Ta'ala Allah Ta'ala's final creation was Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, who was created on Jumu'ah. This also shows one of the aspects of that insan is ashraful makhluqat, that he was created on this blessed day of Jumu'ah. From other hadith we learn the world will also terminate on the day of Jumu'ah. That is, Qiyamah will also come finally, it will be the day of Jumu'ah. So these are hadith that inform us of this different aspect, and very important and relevant for us today, that there was no Big Bang in which the whole world was created, but Allah created all these things by His own command and His own order and in this system. وَعَفِرُ الْأَوَانَ